Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online, live and archived at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This show is called Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of a couple of British television icons. Bill Oddie died last week at 85. He was a multi-talented performer who found his greatest comedy success as a member of The Goodies, a sketch show that was like a less cerebral version of Monty Python, lots of silly sight gags. Had a brief run in America in the early 80s, but a big hit in Britain. Oddie's self-taught musical skills steered the trio into the music charts with hits such as The Funky Gibbon and Nappy Love. And when that was all over, he carved out a new career as television's most notable bird watcher, credited with encouraging new generations to become enthusiasts for nature. We heard the theme from The Goodies there, which he wrote. At the top, we heard the theme from Father Brown Mysteries, which was written by a guy named Jack Parnell, who died on this day in 2010. An obscure entry for this week, but I came across this guy quite by accident, and I figured I could get a brief piece of music in so that I could mention a couple of interesting connections to this guy. Parnell started out as a jazz drummer, but later became a music director for many British TV shows, including Benny Hill at one point, and the theme for Family Fortunes, which is the Brit version of Family Feud. He was also the actual human non-Muppet conductor of the Muppet Show Orchestra. And one of his sons, Rick, played Mick Shrimpton, the drummer for Spinal Tap. Well, my folks are big Spinal Tap fans, so if they're tuning in, at least they'll appreciate that. We lost an Irish music legend this week, the great Glenn Hansard, who you might know from the movies Once and The Commitments, died in a motorcycle accident. Here's a block of his tunes. You're on X-Ray.
Simple slant, this broken chant, sometimes it's all too hard to take. Sometimes I need a revelation, but this time I'm making my own now. Does this mean we're through? Does this mean it's gone? I spent a day just upon the word that I would write to you this day, but it's all too sometimes I need your revelation, but this time it's something else. This time I need your revelation. Sometimes it's all too much to take. This time I need a revelation. Sometimes it's easy just to hate, yeah. But sometimes I need a revelation now. Sometimes I
scratching at the surface now, and I'm trying hard to work it out. And so much has gone misunderstood, and this mystery only leads to doubt. And I didn't understand when you reach down and take my hand. And if you have something to say, you better say it now, 'cause this is what you've waited for. Got a chance to even up the score, and as these shadows fall on me now, I'll win somehow, yeah. 'Cause I'm picking up a message, Lord, and I'm closer than I've ever been before. So if you have something to say, say it to me now. Just say it. Pull back the veils and find out what it is I've done wrong. I want you to meet me somewhere tonight in this old tourist town. And we go low-rising, 'cause we've gotta come up, we've gotta come up low-rising, 'cause there's no further for us to fall. Low-rising, 'cause I feel we've had enough. Low-rising, oh, for the love of you. I want to take you to the rock. I want to jump right in and see what that big ocean's got. Gotta come up, low rising, 'cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising, 'cause I feel we've had enough. Low rising, oh, the love of. Something and you call, then I'll come running to fight, and I'll be at your door when there's nothing worth running for, when your mind's made up, when your mind. There's no point trying to change it when your mind's made up. When your mind's made up, there's no point trying to stop it. You see, you're just like everyone when the shit falls. All you wanna do is run away.
you ever want something and you call, then I'll come running.
Raising a glass to Glenn Hansard, who died in a motorcycle accident outside Dublin this week at the age of 56. He was one of Ireland's biggest musical heroes, a one-time busker who became an Oscar-winning international star, successful both as a singer-songwriter and as an actor, which began with his role in The Commitments, playing the laid-back guitar player. His music career began as a member of The Frames, who we heard kicking off that block with the song Revelate. After The Frames broke up, he had begun working with the Czech pianist and singer Markéta Irglova in a duo called The Swell Season. They were approached by his former bandmate, who had become a director, to star in his feature film Once, playing struggling musicians who fall in love. They agreed and also provided the soundtrack for what would become a surprise international hit. Hansard and Irglova even won an Oscar for the poignant song Falling Slowly from that film. From 2010 on, he returned to busking in Dublin every Christmas Eve, but he was now busking in aid of a homeless charity, and the event became an annual fixture that attracted other leading Irish musicians, including Bono and Imelda May. Lots of big names showed up for his funeral in Dublin, including Bono and Eddie Vedder and Hozier. After The Frames, we heard him on his own from the Once soundtrack, busking loudly on the street with Say It To Me Now. That was followed by Low Rising from The Swell Season, and finally When Your Mind's Made Up, another one from Once. That last one really broke me when I saw the movie, what was it, 20 years ago almost. I had an impending separation from my girlfriend at the time, which led to a painful breakup, so I hadn't been able to listen to that whole soundtrack for many years. But I'm in a much better place now. I got a wife and a house and a dog, and I get to do a radio show every week. My life's kind of perfect right now, if you don't mind my bragging. Hey, at the very least, as a reminder, if you're going through some rough stuff, you just have to endure, and the happy times will come around again. The great roller coaster of life. Enough of my pontificating. I guess you could say I expressed myself. It's X-Ray.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself.
Because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yeah, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no vesting against it while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians cuss at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself.
Thank you.
Aggression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic getting physical, doing the job. The WA is the lynch mob. It's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is growing just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell a slam it. Cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Your armor be too hyped and need a straitjacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ, on the mic, ask what it's like. It's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health. But I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
Can stand in our way. You have to believe we are. a place I've never been before. This is a long walk home. A beautiful feeling like I've never known. This is a long walk home.
I know I'll never be the same again. I hope I still remember you. Above it all, I know our love will transcend. On my long walk home. No more places that I need to be. This is a long walk home. No more people trying to get at me. This is a long walk home. Whatever will be, my friend. No more fences on that line to mend. It's the only debt I've never paid, but I owe. This is a long walk home. This is a long walk.
It was on this date in 2017, singer-songwriter and guitarist Glenn Campbell died following complications from Alzheimer's. The prolific artist released more than 70 studio albums and sold 45 million records worldwide. Plus, he was previously a prolific session player. His guitar playing can be heard on Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night and The Monkees' I'm a Believer and all kinds of stuff. We heard him from the album of duets he recorded right before he died, with Hope Sandoval of Mazzy Star there on the title track, The Long Walk Home. We lost Olivia Newton-John on this day in 2022. We heard her doing Magic, the only song of hers I can tolerate, if I'm being honest. But ironically, that comes from the movie Xanadu, which also opened on this day in 1980. To scathing reviews and subsequently flopped big time. So much for Gene Kelly's big comeback. It was on this day 4 years ago we lost Lamont Dozier, who co-wrote so many Motown classics with Brian and Eddie Holland. 14 number one hits in all, including the one we heard, You Can't Hurry Love, as done by Phil Collins there. He worked with Collins in the late 80s for what would be his last hit song, Two Hearts. Got an Oscar nomination out of that and a Grammy. Let's be honest, it's not a very good song. However, the hits would continue to come with people continuing to record his old songs. Interesting story, he dropped out of high school and was shining shoes on the street to make money. But his mother was, you know, fearing for his future, so she drove him to an army recruiting center, much against his wishes. After another car rammed them from behind on an icy road, and Dozier's head hit the dashboard, he arrived for the interview with his clothes soaked in blood from a broken nose, and was relieved to be turned down. That's one way to get out of being sent to Vietnam. And at the top, NWA. It was on this day in 1988, Straight Outta Compton was released. We heard their variation of Express Yourself, originally done by Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Hey, did you know today is Dying to Know Day? Well, it is. And I'll bet you're dying to know what it is. Let's see, it's a day that encourages vital conversations about death, dying, and grief. Well, that sounds like fun. It's also Happiness Happens Day, which encourages you to appreciate the little achievements in your life. So it all balances out. Like I said before, the great roller coaster of life, you know. All right, let's check on
this day in history.
This week, it's all about getting high. No, not that kind of getting high. I'm talking about things that are over your head. No, not think that over your head. I mean literally over your head, as in up in the sky. You'll see. 1609. Galileo Galilei presents his telescope to the Venetian Senate in Venice.
Galileo!
I'm sure the Catholic Church responded kindly. 1709. The first known ascent in a hot air balloon by Bartholomew de Guzmán. However, it was an indoor test. In 1786, Jacques Balmat and Michael Picard are the first to climb the top of Mont Blanc, the highest mountain in Western Europe. 1929, the German airship Graf Zeppelin begins the first round-the-world flight by airship departing from Lakehurst, New Jersey. 1975, Hank Williams Jr. climbs Ajax Peak in Montana, only to fall off the side, causing severe facial and skull fractures that led to his signature bearded sunglasses and hat look. I guess Bo Safe has got a dent in his head. 1978, the Pioneer Venus 2 spacecraft with 5 atmospheric probes launches toward Venus. Although not designed to survive the impact, 2 of the probes continued functioning after hitting the surface. It collected some bitchin' data. 1985, Japan launches the Planet A spacecraft to probe Halley's Comet. It got to within 94,000 miles, and it too collected some bitchin' data.
'd like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Everything was right. I said, even though you know what you know, I know that I'm ready to leave. 'Cause you're making me feel like understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Everything was right. I said, even though you
just look like a monkey.
It was on this day in 1980, the Greater London Council banned the Plasmatics from blowing a car up on stage during their UK live debut at London's Hammersmith Odeon. We heard them doing Monkey Suit. We heard the Sex Pistols doing Problems. It was on this day 3 years ago, English visual artist Jamie Reed died at the age of 76. He was the guy responsible for the Pistols' singles and album covers, creating the iconic ransom note motif that would become a bit of a punk rock cliche. Still awesome, though. The image from God Save the Queen, the single version of that, with Queen Elizabeth and a safety pin through her nose and swastikas in her eyes, that was named the greatest record cover of all time by Q Magazine in 2011. Perhaps so. It was on this day in 1966 the Beatles' Revolver was released. We heard the pivotal track She Said, She Said, a song that proves Ringo was a great drummer. Also proves that a Beatles song without McCartney can exist. He didn't play on that one. There's a spat with Lennon, so George played bass. Same day, in response to John Lennon's remark about the Beatles being bigger than Jesus, the South African Broadcasting Company, Corporation, banned all Beatles records. And they also shot the cover for Abbey Road on this day in 1969. On this day in 1970, Creedence Clearwater Revival released Looking Out My Back Door, their fifth single to go to number two. And also on this day in 1970, While enjoying some libations at a bar before her concert in Port Chester, New York, Janis Joplin wrote the song Mercedes-Benz, which she would sing that night. Joplin would do just one more show before her death. And also on that same day, Janis bought a headstone for the grave of her greatest influence, Bessie Smith. Smith had died in 1937 after being refused admission to a whites-only hospital. Okay, that'll just about wrap it up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned, if you will, please, for Skybound Station coming right up. I'm going to leave you with one more, wishing a happy birthday to Dave Evans, better known as The Edge from U2. He turned 65 today. Here's some of his best guitar work on a song that's always fun to jam out if you're in a band. You're on X-Ray. Keep it that way. Radio's yours.
Outside, it's America.